Welcome to Start Early Today, your daily dose of mindfulness and positivity. So the book is out. It's called It's All in Your Head, Friend. Everything is a thought and thoughts can be changed. 200 ways of turning things around right this moment by Paulo Peralta at Make Pure Thy Heart. We're going to open to a random page. Page 70. Make headway by being specific. Make your word law. Practice committing to something that you can accomplish within a specific time frame, a specific physical regimen, a book, a skill you want to be world-class in. The ego will try its best to stop you from achieving more than what you are because it is afraid of mistakes, ridicule, and anything unknown. But all miracles, creativity, and unleashing of your full potential requires learning new things. A quote, victory awaits him who has everything in order. Luck, people call it. So luck is not only throwing spaghetti on the wall and seeing what sticks. It is our dedication, and sometimes it takes a little discipline, a little forging through resistance. There's a book by Stephen Pressfield called The War of Art, and he talks a lot about fighting through resistance to tap into flow and to really get in touch with your muse, to really tap that connection between the heavens and earth, and you, my friend, as the conduit, and you tapping into flow, magic happens. Creative work that is beneficial to humanity might come about. So make time to listen, because spirit comes in whispers. Inspiration comes when you're not thinking too much, when you're in silent meditation and really intentional in figuring out what your purpose is. What is God's purpose for you? From the book by Rick Warren. This is a classic. It's called The Purpose-Driven Life. That life is about trust, and life is temporary, and life is a test. So test yourself by bringing yourself to challenging situations. Challenge yourself. Do some things that are unusual, but comes from within. If you're invited or have a hunch, never ignore a hunch. Florence Scovel Shinn says. She's a old teacher / mystic who lived, I think, in the 1940s. Her work is, her famous book is called The Game of Life and How to Play It. And she teaches how to get in touch with your intuition. Mostly it's by staying silent and letting go of preconceived notions. And let's give this a try. Right now, you can soften all the muscles in your body. And if a thought pops up, just observe that thought and try not riding that wave. Try not riding that train. It's just a thought. You as a person having a thought, and there's nothing else to it. No drama, no need to do, no shoulds. It just is. And watch that thought fade. And then another thought will pop up, just like a cork rising up above the water. And then it'll die down again. And watch these energetic thoughts. They contain energetic whirlpools that invite you to invest your whole beingness to it. But you are bigger than that. In this practice, we're focusing our attention to our awareness. Your awareness of being aware. So going back to the page that we read today, make headway by being specific. It really helps if we are specific with our goals that are in blocks of time. So organize your hours, because that's all you have. That's a very important currency that you have. Time is all you have, and it is ticking. No matter what you feel about it, no matter what energetic or explanation you have about it, it ticks. Stare at a clock and it just goes. And now what control do you have over it? And they say time is relative. It is the way you will act on. It is the way you invest actions that are most aligned to your highest purpose in each second of that day, of that clock. So a moment of inquiry. What is it that will bring you your highest joy? What would make you feel truly alive? And this does not mean just being comfortable or seeking out pleasure and getting high on dopaminergic cheap dopaminergic hits by being entertained or devouring sugary treats. It will numb your consciousness, my friend. Get down into the what's deeper instead of broadness. Go deep into your soul and find out what is God for you, what is life to you. Yogananda said, God sleeps in the minerals, dreams in the plants, awakens in the animals, and through man knows himself as God. And we are all divine sparks of that godliness, which is here on a sacred mission. And we need to tune into it moment to moment. What is important to you? What needs to be done? What am I capable of? Okay. Instead of waiting for nature to push us to learn, which will guarantee certain pain and making everything tragic because we're negligent, might as well approach it with courage and gathering all the data, empowering yourself in all aspects, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Learn all what you can with the laws of the universe, the laws of being alive here on Earth. Everything can be learned, and finding what it means for you and applying the knowledge that we all have interest in. So nurturing that hunch, seeking knowledge, applying knowledge, teaching and sharing knowledge, and bringing the ego to its place where it is useful. For its intent sometimes is good. It cares, it nags because it cares. It cares too much. But what it doesn't know, that all is okay. Your awareness that everything is a mystery. Your awareness that each thing will be presented to you at the right time. Your awareness that the answers will be given. Your awareness that faith and trust is truly the answer. The answer is the questions. And having peace in just staying and keep maintaining an inquisitive mind. We're just investigating, making the next step with careful, courage. Right amount of risk, take that first step, and then the next step, and then the next step, and then failing and learning and jotting it down and doing it all over again. But you make headway by having an approach mindset, having a growth mindset, Having the courage to let go of things that don't work. Letting go of things that are good for the better ones to come in. Watch how you spend your time. Watch your inputs. What are you listening to? The brain is a magnificent thing. You can fill it up with things that can really help you build the best life that you can ever imagine. Make it as audacious as it can be, that it's hard to believe. It has been said that it takes the same work to get a dollar than $1 million. It's just all about your deservability and your dedication and your ability to believe it and your courage to step into worlds that are unknown to you now. People have made drastic and grandiose changes in their lives. Most successful people came from nothing. Doesn't that inspire you? And it all starts in your head. You can imagine. It all starts with definiteness of purpose. I've been listening to the podcast Founders, and I have been finding importance in listening to biographies. Bloomberg by Bloomberg, Jay-Z, he has an episode about Coco Chanel, Estee Lauder, all the people who made a mark on the earth, on humanity. And you are that too. You are no different from Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods. Okay, look into it, my friend. Make headway by being specific. So don't let your ego, don't let resistance get the best of you. Shake things up, strengthen your body. It's best to rouse up the energy by doing some physical exercises first, and then have a moment of silence, have a couple of moments to do affirmations, have a moment to visualize, and this is being specific, visualize and paint the picture of your ideal self. What activity needs to be done today? How do you see yourself today? Is it matching your imagination and what your plan for today is? Write it down, bang it out, cross it out. And then off to the next, because as long as you're breathing, it never ends. Abraham Hicks said, you never get it done and you'll never get it wrong. Okay? So muster up the courage, because the idiot is the precursor to the savior. Don't care what other people say. Care about what yourself will say if you did not even try. You'll never know unless you try. That there is great abundance, that is great spaciousness, great ease, great strength, great flexibility right here in store for you. I can make this happen for you. I have recently trained in mindfulness and life coaching, and I have been applying these concepts to myself. And it just gets better every day. And it's all in training how you see things. Everything will change if you change the way you look at it. It has been written in the books, in the Bible, for the longest time. So that's it for today. Start earlytoday.com for some inspirational insights that will help you get your day on the right tone, note, right context, right direction, and make pure thy heart for that kitchen inspiration. And go to Amazon and check out It's All in Your Head, friend. Everything's a thought and thoughts can be changed. And you can read one page a day and observe how it affects your life. That's it for today. Wishing you a great day. Namaste. Oh, feel free to share this podcast to your friends if you found value on Instagram stories, on threads, and I'll see you on the comments. In this day and age, you do not need to be alone. We're all here together. Namaste.